I think it's important that we read this. I know we're reading it every Sunday, pretty much the same set of verses, but it's important that we be reminded of what it says. Ephesians chapter 6, and it's beginning there in verse 10. It says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness." And the breastplate of righteousness is what we're talking about this morning. But before we get into that, I want to ask a couple of questions for us to ponder about this morning. The first question is, do you care that there is a spiritual battle going on? Do you care that there's a spiritual battle going on, and do you really want to fight in that battle? You see, many Christians today are glad to go to church, happy to sit in the pew. They want to feel good about being a Christian, but they really have no desire to be in any kind of battle, much less a battle for Christ. They don't have the girdle of truth that we talked about last week, that first piece of armor, the girdle of God's truth, and they have no desire to be a soldier for Christ. But for that group that have made that decision, saying, "I will fight for Christ, I will stand in this spiritual battle," for those, the next step, after having put on the girdle of truth, is to put on the breastplate of righteousness. That's the next step to doing battle with Satan. Now, the comparison here is that of a Roman soldier. It's what Paul here is thinking as he's writing this and comparing the armor that the Christian should put on with what he is most familiar with at that point. And that's a Roman soldier. And so when the Roman soldier was putting on his gear for battle, one of those pieces was the breastplate. And the breastplate started about here and it went all the way down, covering up his entire abdomen in the front side. And he put that on to protect the heart and other vital organs while he was doing battle. Because one arrow to the heart or one sword to the bowels or any other organ in the body would pretty much be the end of his life. And so the breastplate was to protect all of the vital organs. So vitally important is it for you and I to put on the breastplate of righteousness as a Christian soldier. Because we have a spiritual heart that must be protected from the enemy. It may be hard for us to get our arms around the fact that when we're talking about a spiritual battle, we're dealing with a lot of things that are unseen. So even the breastplate of righteousness that we're talking about, we're not literally putting on a physical breastplate that you can see. But it's nevertheless vitally important, maybe even more important, that we protect our spiritual heart. And so putting on the breastplate this morning, it involves several ideas. First off, as Christians, we already have Christ's righteousness. Amen? I mean, we don't have our own righteousness. If we had our own righteousness, we wouldn't be saved. But because we trusted Christ as Savior, He gives to us His righteousness. That happens to us immediately when we become Christians. when we come to the fact that we realize that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, then two major things were going on. First, when Jesus died on the cross for our sins, He took the sins of the whole world. So that's your sins and my sins. And secondly, He not only took the sins of the whole world on Himself, but He also imparted His righteousness to us. So when we come to Christ, trusting Him as Savior, He forgives us and cleanses us from all of our sins. And He also imputes to us or imparts to us His righteousness, or in other words, the righteousness of God. Who would ever want to turn that down? That sounds like a pretty good deal to me, doesn't it, you? Amen. Christ died for all of my sins on the cross, and He gives me the righteousness of God that I could never get on my own. That sounds like a pretty good deal. Who would turn that down? You give up sin in order to receive the righteousness of God. That's a trade you're never going to find anywhere, is that trade. Philippians 3:9 says, "And being found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith." That was Paul's desire. He says, "I want to be found in Him, not with my own righteousness. I want to be found in Him because God imparted that righteousness to me through Christ, and I receive that by faith." And so when you put on the breastplate of righteousness, it symbolizes the fact that you are protected by the righteousness of Christ. Well, another idea that putting on the breastplate has to do, and this is probably what I really want us to understand this morning, is that the breastplate of righteousness, it symbolizes how you live your life. It is the Christian life exemplified. In other words, the breastplate of righteousness has to do with how you live your life day by day as a Christian. Did you realize that when you live your life as a Christian, you are protecting yourself from Satan, is what you're doing? Because too many Christians often accept their position in Christ as being saved, but they do little to practice it. They put the armor on the inside, that is, they give their soul to Christ, but they do not wear the armor on the outside. It's almost as if, you know, "I came to Christ so I could have fire insurance. Or I came to Christ to keep from going to hell." But you know, that is a benefit of coming to Christ, is it not? I'm coming to Christ because I don't want to go to hell. I want fire insurance. But that's not all there is to it. Because so many Christians accept, yes, I'm saved, but they do little to practice that. They want to live their life. It's like they want to keep one foot in the world and be worldly and careless over here and excuse themselves by saying, "Well, you know, I'm saved, everything's all right." Or they'll excuse sin by saying, and I've heard this so many times, "Well, God knows how I am. Well, God knows my weaknesses. God knows how I am." Well, you know what? God does know how you are, but He expects you to repent from sin. Now that's just bottom line. You can't keep in the same sin and just excuse that by saying, "Well, God made me. God knows how I am. La 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 la." No, God expects you to repent from sin. He expects you to get away from it. He expects you to work to free yourself from that. And He'll help you do that. You don't have to do it by yourself. He'll help you do that. If you're righteous in Christ's eyes, you should be righteous in the world's eyes. There should be something in you, or you should live your life in such a way that tells the world that you belong to Christ. They don't have to ask you if you belong to Christ. They just know that because you're, you know, Have you ever looked at somebody before and they just live such an exemplary life? You'll say, man, they've got to be a Christian to live a life like that. But danger, warning, they may not be. But they live the life, which is the life that you and I should live. Our life should reflect the Christ that we know. But we shouldn't look at somebody else necessarily and say, well, they're so good, they've got to be a Christian. But they might not be. They may just be raised by good parents that brought them up right. And they're just right. They're law-abiding citizens. They never do anything to hurt anybody. They may give to charities and do all these things. You guys know people like that, don't you? But it doesn't mean necessarily that they're Christians. But as far as you and I go, part of putting on the breastplate of righteousness, if not the primary thing, is how that we live our lives. The breastplate of righteousness is ours. Therefore, you and I should live our lives according to the pattern of the Word of God and not the pattern of the world. You're going to be effective against the devil's temptations if you have on the breastplate of righteousness. So again, putting on the breastplate of righteousness means I'm living my life correctly according to Scripture when I'm out in the world. And by doing that, I'm protecting myself from Satan's attacks. Ephesians 4, verse 24, it says, "Put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." Put on the new man. Put it on. It didn't say God was just going to stick it on. Does it? You know, come on, God, stick some armor on me. I gotta have some help. No, he says, you put it on. You put it on. Apart from living in righteousness, you have little defense against Satan's accusations. Because you become an easy target. I mean, you live your life like you want to. By the way, I don't want to live anything but Christ. Do you? So that's the way I want to live. I want to live for Christ. But for a person to say, well, I'm just going to go out here, I'm going to keep one foot in the world, and I'm going to do this and that and the other, I'm opening up myself for Satan's attacks. And he'll, part of those attacks, you know, Satan is, one of his names is the accuser of the brethren. And so When Satan, one thing he can do is come to me and accuse me or accuse some people and make them doubt that they're even a Christian. In other words, hey, you know, you're a Christian. You can't even live your life right. That's what he'll say. Look at what you're doing right now. Remember Satan the accuser. He's accusing you. Look at what you're doing right now. You're involved in this and you're involved in that. How can you be a Christian and being involved in all these things? How can you say what you just said and be a Christian? No Christian would ever say that. These little things, little darts coming at you. But you know what? If you got the girdle of truth on, that means you put this in your heart and you're living your life right, you can turn right around and say, and the minute that thought might come in your head, you say, well, yes, I am a Christian. And not listen to that lie from the devil. But if we don't do that, if we're not doing everything that we can to live the life, then we're opening ourselves up against attacks from Satan. Now again, preacher, does that mean that you're living your life right and everything's all the dots or I's are dotted and the T's are crossed and everything is right and you're just doing all these things are perfect? Ronnie says, no way. Jose, he's over there. So y'all won't never get to see his face. One day I'm going to put him up here so y'all, then he'll sit up here like a little angel with a halo. He'll just be perfect. No, it doesn't mean everything is right. You know, we still live in a flesh body, don't we? And we still make mistakes. It doesn't mean we get it all right 100% all the time. But that should be our goal. Amen? That should be our goal. And so, putting on the breastplate of righteousness is how we live our life. Also, another thought about the breastplate of righteousness is our righteousness should be consistent. It should be consistent. I've already alluded to the fact that it's impossible in the flesh to be righteous. Self-righteousness is not going to get us anywhere. As a matter of fact, self-righteous people that I know, that just kind of turns me off, doesn't it, you? It's just like they're arrogant. They just, it's all about them. Oh, you know. Why don't you get saved, right? Why don't you get saved and get alive? But it's impossible in the flesh. If we could be righteous on our own, why did Christ go to the cross in the first place? Why do we need Christ? If I can be righteous on my own, why do I need Christ? But it's possible, though. It's impossible in my flesh, but it's possible with God's help to wear the breastplate of righteousness consistently. Again, by now you should be understanding, and I hope you are, that wearing the breastplate of righteousness means living your life for Christ. Have y'all caught that anywhere along the line? It's living my life for Christ. That's the breastplate of righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning with verse 3, it tells about the righteous life of a believer. It says this, giving no cause for offense in anything, so that the ministry will not be discredited. In other words, I'm not out here doing things that might cause people to call into question my walk with Christ. Verse 4 says, but in everything, commending ourselves as servants of God, in much endurance, in afflictions, in hardships, in distresses, in beatings, in imprisonment, in tumults, or however you say that, you know what I mean, in labors, in sleeplessness, in hunger, in purity, in knowledge, in patience, in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, genuine love, the word of truth, in the power of God, by the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and the left, by glory and dishonor, by evil report, good report, known, well known, unknown. It's going all through here. And I'll sum it up in one thing. It means that I'm going to live my life for Christ no matter what's going on. That's really what all that is. Because it's naming off a whole grocery list of things. From all the way from the worst, all the way to the best, and everything in between. I'm going to live my life for Christ no matter what's going on. And I'll tell you, if you'll get a hold of that I'm going to live my life for Christ no matter what's going on, it will help you when things are bad. And it will cause you to rejoice when things are good. And everything in between. Because your walk with Christ will be consistent. And when these things come at you, which causes all kinds of emotions to flow through us, whether it's deaths in the family or it's sicknesses or it's horrible tragedies or all these things, or just everyday stresses that beat us down continually and break us down and wear us down. If I have the breastplate of righteousness on and I've got that, I'm living my life consistently for Christ, I'm going to walk with Him and I'm going to be strong in all of these cases all the way across. Because you know what? You know this as well as I do without me even having to tell you. Things are going to get horribly bad sometimes for us, aren't they? But then there's other times when things are extremely good. And we live in that zone somewhere between the worst and the best all the time, don't we? We live in that zone. And we go day by day and we never know what's going to come up the next day. Isn't that true? We just don't know. But you know what? We're going to embrace Christ. We're going to embrace His life. And we're going to be okay. Whether it's horribly bad or it's really good. we're going to be okay. The Christian, it says here in these verses too, that wearing the breastplate of righteousness, a Christian is changed by the power of God. He is godly in every situation. In times of joy and sorrow, you can discern that the one who's following Christ, there's something different about him. He's not part of the world. He's different. He reacts to these things differently than the world does. He lives his life in a way that sinners want that kind of life, and they wish they had that kind of life. When you're not living your life righteously, as I said, you're just another target for Satan. Harbor sin, just can't get things right with God. You can't witness to someone about Christ because your own life doesn't measure up. You know, that keeps a lot of us from witnessing. It's because we don't want to witness about Christ because we're afraid somebody else will look at us and immediately find our faults. And say, well, you know what? He's not living his life for Christ. Or we'll think, any witness that I give, so-and-so's going to think this about me and he's going to, you see? You know what that is? It's another lie from Satan. It's another lie from Satan. I've thought that before. But you know what? If you were to talk to somebody about Christ and they brought up something maybe from your past or something they particularly don't like about you or they don't think is Christ-like in their opinion, you know what you say? You know what? You're right. I don't always do everything right. I'm not perfect. But I'm forgiven. Sounds like a bumper sticker, doesn't it? I'm forgiven. I'm working on it. Because you know what? They don't have it all together. So what are they to say that you don't have it all together? They don't have it together either. Nobody has it all together. Really? That's right. But I tell you what, I'd be much rather be on Christ's side of the fence and working on it than to be over there with nobody to help me and be in the devil's camp. When you live your life right, in other words, when you wear the breastplate of righteousness, you stand protected and confident that your heart is secure from Satan. Knowing you're right with God always gives you confidence when times are tough. Knowing whether or not you wear the breastplate of righteousness is going to require you to look at yourself every day just about. You know, it's not one time that you say, well, okay, I'm going to decide. Maybe today you've decided, you know what? I'm going to put on the breastplate of righteousness. I'm going to start changing this and that in my life. And with God's help, I'll do that. With God's help, I can put on the breastplate of righteousness. But do you know, it's not just a one-time thing. We have to do that often. It's a maybe even a daily decision that we're even subconsciously examining ourselves and making a conscious decision that I'm going to live my life for Christ. Putting on the breastplate of righteousness is a decision that you make every day. You don't get saved every day. You get saved once. But living your life every day for Christ is a often decision. Now notice also one other thing that this does. The breastplate, as we've already said, protects your heart, your spiritual heart. That's what a breastplate does. And in the Roman soldier's life, a breastplate stops an enemy arrow from piercing his heart and taking his life. But when we talk about the heart, we're talking about our spiritual heart. The heart representing your emotions and your feelings and all that stuff, your spirit that's within you. For example, when you get angry, a lot of times your face turns red, because your heart's pumping more blood and it causes your face to turn red. I mean, some people you can really tell when they're getting a little ticked off, can't you? face is turning red. Or what happens to a person's face if they get scared to death? They might turn white. Because it just, when you really get scared, you say, man, you almost killed me. My heart, it just stopped. Well, you know what? Your heart did that all of a sudden. And you kind of turned pale. That's why you turned pale. You didn't know that, did you? That's your lesson. That's all you'll remember today is about why your face gets red when you're angry and why it gets white when you're pale, when you get scared. But it's things that you feel in your heart. For instance, when you fall in love with somebody, you feel it, don't you? You feel it in your heart. When you really love somebody, you feel it in your heart. When you fell in love with Jesus, man, you felt it in your heart, did you not? Oh, man, what a feeling that is. To love Jesus. You see, the heart is the center of our emotions, and it needs to be protected because your spiritual heart is what Satan's aiming for. If you really want to be able to put on the breastplate of righteousness, in other words, the righteous life, what you really need to do is fall in love with Jesus all over again. You know, a lot of us in here today, we've been saved for a long time, haven't we? A long time. Some of us in here have been saved for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. Long time. Do you remember what happened that day you got saved? And there was just this special feeling that you had. You just fell in love with Jesus. You know, if we want to put the breastplate of righteousness on, we really just need to fall in love with Jesus again, don't we? I want that. I just want to be in love with Jesus. And you know what? If I'm in love with Jesus, the breastplate of righteousness won't be that hard to wear, will it? It won't be hard for me to live the life out in the world. If I love Jesus Christ, I love Him. I want to do everything that I can for Him. I want to do better and live better. And I want to learn to love Him even more. Love Him through His Word. Love Him through prayer. Love Him through worship. Love Him through interaction with other Christians and fellowship. If you love Jesus more, it won't be hard to live right, will it? Because we love Him. And so we set our hearts on God. We live out His righteousness. And because we love Jesus and put on the breastplate, we have power and protection in the spiritual war. By the way, that first question that I ask, do you really care that we're in a spiritual battle? It really doesn't matter if you care or not. You are. You are in a spiritual battle. If you're saved today, you're in a spiritual battle. You're there whether you want to or not. You're in a fight whether you want to or not. And so when the Bible discusses here with us and lays this thing out about the armor of God, God is telling us today, I am giving you everything that you need to be victorious in the battle, but you got to do something about it. You got to put it on. Are y'all following me today? That's what it says. I've given you everything that you need. And so put it on. Put on the breastplate of righteousness by living a righteous life for Christ as much as is within us. And whatever is not within us, Christ will help us do the rest.